Hello, this is Mona Lisa 32, and I'll be reading the post by user Bathing My Son from the subreddit r/incest. And this story is, I've been helping my son bathe, and this is update number 16. Hey all, I've been working a lot this week, so I got home later than usual, expecting my son to already be asleep. As a quick aside, the whole day my head has been running wild with thoughts of when we'd be able to have sex fully for the first time. He's improved drastically, and I think he'll be ready sooner than later, but I kept thinking, I have to ask him about it when I see him next, or I'm going to explode. All I needed was a timeline confirmation to put my mind at ease a little. I'm posting this in the morning, and it's about last night. I walked in about 10 p.m., absolutely shattered and deflated, knowing he'd probably be already in bed. But to my pleasant surprise, he was still awake waiting for me, laying on my bed, ready for me. Well, this has made my day instantly better, I said upon seeing him going over for a kiss. You look really cute under the sheets like that. Hey, Mom, he said, craning his neck to his lips, touching mine and pulling back, leaning over for another longer kiss. Let me just have a shower and wash the day off, and I'll come and join you, okay? I'm not going anywhere, he laughed. I got up to head to the bathroom with a thought racing with what was going to happen. I wasn't expecting to see him and hadn't really thought about it throughout the day, so I was kind of caught off guard. While drying off, I formulated a little plan in my head and stepped back into the bedroom, wearing just my towel. When I walked into the room, he smiled at me, and I went over, finding a nook next to him, cuddling his chest while we caught up with our days. His arm found his way to my back, and he put his hand on my butt while we talked. Because of how long this has built up, my mind has been on sex a lot since our talk. We're both interested in it, but only once he's ready, so I had to question him, for my peace of mind and sanity, if nothing else. So, I started. How have you been feeling today, baby? Health-wise, I mean, I started asking. Does it still hurt a lot to move? It hurts less now. Still a bit tender, but nothing like the days after the accident, he replied. Why do you ask? He said with a knowing smile. He was on to me, but who cared? Oh, you know, I grinned at him. Just checking on you, I said, eyes moving down the sheet covering his body. His boner was evident, but I wasn't sure if he was in briefs or not. He saw me look down and responded by pulling the sheets off himself, showing, in fact, he wasn't wearing anything the whole time. There it is, I said, looking at his penis. It's very naughty to be laying naked in your mom's bed. Oh, it's nice, trust me, he said, and his hand started to tug at my towel. Well, do you want a nice mommy or a dirty mommy? I said, while moving out from under his arm and kneeling next to him. Dirty. Definitely dirty, he said, eyes glued to my towel. Well, I've just showered, baby, so I'm clean. But you could make me dirty. How would I do that? He asked in a sultry tone. Well, I started while dropping the towel, revealing my body to him. You could come on me, make me all sticky with your load. How does that sound? He dropped back onto the pillow, and he let out a long sigh. How do you want me, Mom? Tell me, he asked. Looked up at me, kneeling next to him. Without saying anything, I crawled between his legs and looked down at the throbbing erection. I wanted so badly to just shove it into my mouth, but had to stick to my plan. I want your dick so bad, baby. If you can show me you can come on your own tonight, I think you'll be ready for it. He looked at me perplexed. Like what? What do you mean? Think of it as a test. If you can make yourself come and you're okay after it, I think you'll be ready for the full thing. So like, just jerk off while you watch? Kind of, baby. I'll stay down here and I'll rub your balls, but your cock? You've got to do that yourself. And then after, then we can have sex? In the coming days, yes. Not tonight, but soon. Butterflies were starting again as I began to get nervous about what I was saying. I'm talking to my son into masturbating because I want to fuck him. What even is my life at this point? He didn't look reflective of my hesitation at all. Instead, his eyes widened into globes and he stared straight into my soul. Okay, deal, he said, suddenly snapping me out of it in my head. Can you just spit on it so I've got something to work with? Of course, but remember, this is all you, okay? His right hand moved over it until it was wrapped around his dick, and he started slowly jerking off while he was still staring at me. It was surreal, feeling and watching your son as you're both naked masturbate in front of you. But God, was it turning me on? He was focusing but still staring right into my face, and I knew then we would be able to. He looked driven, working for something he'd really wanted and was going to get. It made me quite warm inside knowing how hard he was trying for me. I just started massaging his balls with one hand, occasionally spitting onto his dick when he needed more lube. While I watched him, I couldn't help but reach for my own clit and start rubbing. I was still kneeling, so I had to spread my legs a little, which in turn spread his. Oh, baby, this is so hot, I moaned, while dipping my fingers. You really want this, hey? More than anything, Mom, he grunted, still focused on himself. He started moaning when he looked down and saw my fingers disappearing inside me. That kicked my own rubbing up a notch. I leaned back and spread my legs over his, so now my pussy was inches away from his cock. Oh, fuck, Mom, he moaned while looking at it. You did this, baby. You turned Mommy on so much that I had to touch myself. When I said that, his jerking became faster and faster before I felt his body tense and he shouted, Oh, God, Mommy. I knew he was going to come so quick in a flash. I knelt back up and held my mouth open over his cock so that he could shoot it right into my face. All of his arms went limp as I went to grab a towel and wipe both of us off. I was still really horny, but decided to just leave it for tonight. There'll be plenty of time for all of that. God, Mom, watching you do that sent me over the edge. I'm sorry. What are you sorry for? I asked him, throwing the towel off to the side. For coming so quick. I laughed and said, Honey, that was kind of the point, no? I guess so, he breathed out. So, did I pass your test? How do you feel first? Amazing, obviously. No pain after that. Well, I guess you passed then. I smiled and leaned over and kissed him again. So that was last night. This was kind of a big hurdle because now I know he's ready. It's going to happen this week, 100%. Oh my God, I'm going to fuck my son. And it's that close now. Okay, update number 17. Quotes, it happened. Just to give you a foreshadowing. Hey, the updates have been a little less frequent as of late, only because I'm working such long hours. But with the weekend just gone, I got 2 full days with my son, and do I have a story for you all? I think I'll just have to split it over 2 posts, one for Saturday and the other for Sunday, because there's quite a bit to tell here. I could have gotten home a little earlier than I did on Friday night, but as I was driving home, I had a sudden urge. I knew that we'd both be having sex this weekend, and my head was kind of all over the place, all week. But I knew the inevitability of the situation and decided to embrace it with open arms. I stopped at the shop on my way home and picked up some lingerie for myself. It was a black, cupless bra with a tiny little black G-string that only really covers the front of my pussy. When I got home, he was already asleep in my bed, so I slipped off my clothes, showered, and then crawled into bed next to him, cuddling him throughout the night. It was really nice to have someone like that in my life again. My bed has been empty for too long, and if it's anyone in there with me, I'm glad it's him. When we woke up, we were both already naked, but I decided I had to hold off on anything sexual until we were both ready. Instead of going down on him to start the day again, I went into the kitchen without clothes, donned on an apron, and started making breakfast. He arose shortly after me and cuddled me from behind, arms enveloping me and hanging onto my breasts from under the apron. Good morning, baby, I said, head dropping back onto his chest. Morning, Mom, he said to me before giving my nipples a soft squeeze. What'd you want to do today? Well, I said, turning to face him and putting my hands on his bare chest. I think you know. I'm really glad to hear you say that, he said, leaning down for a kiss. Not yet, though. After breakfast has settled, I said with a grin, pulling away from his lips and turning back to the stove. We are together while we're just chatting, but the tension was thick. He kept looking down at my body through the whole conversation, which only turned me on more. My head was roaming everywhere, trying to work out how this was going to happen, which made talking hard. But we got through breakfast and sat back, satisfied and full. I did the dishes with him at the table. His eyes burned holes through my body. I made sure when I had bent over, I pointed my butt toward him, eliciting some sighing from him, but nothing more for the moment. We went about the morning as normal, by just hanging out. But you could tell there was something different. The tension was thick, as we both knew what was going to come. But neither of us was quite sure how to instigate it. It was quite nerve-wracking, which was expected, but I was still so excited the whole day. There was a lot of casual touching as we had to brush past each other. At one stage, we met in the hallway, and he came in for a long hug while rubbing my back and took every fiber of my being not to just jump him right then and there. But I really wanted to stick to my guns and wait for the evening, so I refrained. Around 5 p.m., he looked up from his phone and said, "Shower?" It was time, weeks in the making, and this was the cue I was waiting for. But I still needed some time to level my head and prepare for him. "Yes, of course, baby. But do you think you're okay if we shower separately tonight? I've got a surprise for you and I don't want to ruin it." His face scrunched, trying to work out what I meant, cocking his head back and forth while giving me a side eye. Yeah, of course. "Thanks, baby," I said, standing up and going over for a kiss. "It'll be worth it, I promise." I jumped in the shower and washed every part thoroughly, spending more time than I'd planned trying to come up with the best possible outcome for the night. I knew I was in my head way too much, so I snapped out of it and decided to just go with the flow, seeing how things would unfold. When I hopped out of the bathroom wearing just the towel, he startled me by waiting just outside the door, and I smiled, saying, "Your turn now. I'll see you in my bed." And he toddled off into the shower. When I got to the bedroom, I slipped on the lingerie I'd bought and lay on my side on the bed waiting for him to arrive. When I heard the inevitable stopping of the water, my heart rate increased exponentially. I had a huge lump in my throat, and the nerves started flowing free and fast. I repositioned myself on the bed a few times, trying to give him the best view when he walked in, but settled back where I'd started, on my side, facing the door. Just in time, because as soon as I looked up, he was there, naked and hard. He stopped when he saw me and his jaw dropped. "Hey there," I said gently. "Hey," he managed to stutter out. "So, what do you think? Do you like your surprise?" I asked, fishing for a compliment. "Oh God, yes. You look amazing, Mom." "Well, don't just stand there," I pouted and patted on the bed next to me, luring him over. He walked over with more confidence than I thought he'd have and laid down next to me, placing just a hand over my exposed breast and squeezed while looking into my eyes. "So, well, we're here now," I said, not quite knowing where to start. "How would you like to..." And before he could finish, he pressed in for a kiss, cutting me off. This wasn't like any other kiss. It was long and full of tongue. He was making out with me, with passionate interlocking lips. I reached over him and pulled him closer so we would press up against each other, his cock rubbing against my stomach and grinding his hips all over mine. We both breathed heavier between kisses, and I started moving down his body, kissing him all the way down before pausing just above his dick, using my elbows to sit myself up next to him and grabbing him from the side with two hands. "Is all this for me?" I questioned cheekily, rubbing my hands up and down around his shaft. "Aren't I lucky?" "God, Mom, you're amazing," he breathed loudly, resting his head back on the pillow but still keeping his eyes on me. I swung my leg over his so I was kneeling just over his knees and leaned down, taking his cock into my mouth all at once, pushing as deep as I could for as long as I could hold, extra saliva spilling from my open mouth before coming up for air. He moaned so loudly, so I did it again and again, gagging myself on his penis before his hands found their way onto the back of my head and pulling my hair up from around my face. I sat up, wiping my chin, and shifted down him further so I was laying between his legs with his balls in my face. I couldn't resist, and I put him in my mouth, sucking and spitting on them and moving my tongue around his gooch before leaving his legs up, and I started eating his ass. He was moaning, "Oh, fuck, Mom. Yes, eat it," between breaths, and I put a hand around his cock, milking slowly the length of it with my tongue and pressing against his asshole. He said, "Mom, stop, you're going to make me come." And I pulled back my tongue and dropped his dick. "Not yet," I said, sitting back, waiting for him to calm down a bit. And once he was, I wrapped my lips back around his cock and sucked slower this time, and just used my finger to tickle his balls and circle his gooch. I wanted him to last a lot longer than that, so I was slow with it. After a minute or so, he looked down, sat bolt upright, and pushed me back. I didn't have time to laugh, though, because quick as a flash, he wrapped his arms around my thighs and pulled me up to his body till his mouth met my pussy, with my legs in the air. He pushed the G-string to the side, and I moaned while running my fingers through his hair, pushing his head deeper into my pussy, and I felt his tongue move in and out of me. I helped him a little by reaching down and pulling my ass cheeks apart, and he gave me really long licks from asshole to clit. I was fully under his spell now. No time for anything but pleasure as his tongue went all the way across whatever it wanted, stopping briefly at my clit before moving all around it again. "Oh God, baby, you eat my pussy so well. Put a finger in my ass, baby, please." He pulled his head back for a second, finding my asshole, and pushed his finger in and then moved his head back down to my clit, making large circles on and around it while pushing in and out of my ass. I didn't want to come yet either. So after I felt myself building up to the orgasm, it was my turn to push him off, and he fell back onto the bed. Moving myself back up onto him, I had to ask, "Did it hurt? Are you okay?" "I'm better than fine, Mom, honestly," he replied, smiling at me. "Okay, good. But you just stay there, okay? I'll take control tonight. And if you're up for it, there's plenty of time tomorrow." "God, I just want to fuck you," he moaned. "I'm so ready, Mom." "Well, in that case," I said, and I crawled back up to his legs, standing over his waist. "Tell me again. Do you want to fuck your mom?" God damn, this was dirty, and it was turning me on. So much," he said, looking up at me. "Hold your cock up then, baby." His hands moved down around his penis, clenching firmly and pointing it up toward my ass, lining himself up. I pulled the G-string off completely, threw it at his face, and started lowering myself in a deep squat, going as slow as my thighs would let me, until I felt the tip brush against my pussy. "Oh my God," I managed to breathe before lowering myself even further, and he slipped right inside me. I didn't need any warming up. My pussy absolutely swallowed his cock, and we both moaned so loudly as my lips wrapped around his girth, and I sat down. "Oh my God," I said again. "You're so big, baby. This feels amazing." He didn't say anything to that, only looked at his mother up and down, not quite believing what he was seeing. Where his cock should have started, he now only saw my pussy. He was balls deep inside me, and I felt them squishing under my ass. We stayed there like that for a while, my hands rubbing his torso and his hands on my breasts, breathing into each other, not quite sure about the implications, but absorbing the importance of what we had just done. "God, Mom," he broke the silence, "you're so warm." "Shut up and kiss me," I said, lowering myself onto him and kissing him deeply. While we were in the kiss, I started moving my hips up and down, just slightly at first, still enjoying his full length inside me before I propped myself up on my hands and began bouncing. "Fuck, he's big." I felt him filling up my entire pussy as I bounced longer and longer, and he started thrusting up from below. "God, I love your dick, baby. My pussy is all yours. I want you to fuck me every day," I said while bouncing faster and faster. He was squirming everywhere, only stopping to concentrate when he grabbed my boobs and sucked at my nipples. "I love your fat cock, baby. I love your fat cock, baby. You feel so fucking good inside me." "Oh God, Mom," he called out. I knew he wouldn't last long, and I was okay with it. So I said, "Oh, baby, you're gonna come inside for Mommy? Please fill my pussy up. Please, baby. I want you to come in me so bad. I need it," I said while bouncing. His body started seizing as I felt his legs stiffen below me, and he shouted, "Oh God, Mom, I'm gonna fucking come. Keep going. Come for me, baby. Come for Mommy," I breathed loudly before his head shot back and I felt him unload inside me, which I think is the hottest thing that ever happened to me. I felt his dick enlarge and shrink with every pump as he wriggled underneath my thighs. I was still so horny, so I just said, "Don't move," and I leaned back with his cock still twitching inside me and started rubbing my clit. It took me absolutely no time at all to come after that. And soon my legs started shaking and I fell back off him while coming, hearing his cock flap back onto his stomach. I lay in a ball for a second, still with the orgasm coursing through my body and with his cum leaking out of me. I crawled back up the bed and cuddled under his arm and into his chest. "Mom, that was..." But I put a finger to his lips and said, "I know, baby. Just know I loved it too." And we went back to cuddling. So we finally did it, and it was everything I thought it would be, maybe even more. Sunday was a bit more experimental with me bouncing on him, but that'll be the next update because this is quite long already. I love my son so much. Thank you all for coming on this journey with me. This is a long one today, folks. So this is update number 17.5, so it's Sunday. Hey, so this post will cover Sunday. Read from Saturday in the last update if you want to know how we first had sex. I tried to punch this list out yesterday, but alas, work struck me hard again. Anyway, let's get to it. We woke up after our first session on Sunday, together, which was nice for a change. Usually I'm up and about, but when I woke up he was stirring too, so I rolled over for a morning spoon. I love being big, so I rolled over him and held him tightly before remembering to check how he felt. "Oh my gosh, honey, how are you doing this morning? Sorry I didn't ask before curling up to you." No, it's fine, Mom," he replied with a smile. "I honestly feel great. No pain at all today." "I'm so happy to hear that, honey," I said, giving his chest a kiss and laying my head on it. I did wake up a few times during the night, questioning what we'd done and if it was the right step for him, especially considering his accident. But him saying that put all my anxiety at ease. It did stir some ideas in my head, however, that if he was feeling better, maybe we could try something new together. But even in my morning fantasies, I wasn't close to accurate. He is not fully healed yet, but as I, and you'll come to find out, he is feeling pretty capable again. I had to decide to believe what he was telling me was the truth, even if he wasn't. It was his choice to tell me, so we'd have to live with it if he recanted. I went off to make breakfast, not bothering with clothes or even an apron at this point. It's very freeing walking around the house naked and comfortable with someone, isn't it? Especially if that someone is your son. We had the whole day together, and I had plans to make the absolute most of it. When I was facing the stove prepping our eggs, I heard him walking in behind me and expected another cuddle. Instead, his hands hit my butt and gave them a parting squeeze. He pressed his body to my back and, with his hands still on my ass, breathed in my ear. I was able to sigh a quiet hello before his body left mine and he squatted behind me and started kissing my ass. I turned my head saying, "Are you sure you're okay?" But I was cut off by him stretching my ass wide open and his face pushing between my cheeks. "Oh, fuck," I moaned as his tongue circled my asshole and he gave my butt a light slap. "Do that again," I said, and he cocked his head back, smacking me harder this time and groaning loudly. I stood on the tip of my toes and bent over, giving him better access to what he wanted, and stood there while he licked both my holes. An amazing way to wake. I was moaning like crazy as his tongue explored me. He looked up from where he was and he said, "Turn around, I want to make you come." "Oh, baby." I only just got out before turning myself around and jumping up onto the counter. He pulled my legs apart and pressed his face against my pussy this time, lapping at my clit. I ran my hands through his hair. I tugged on his head, pulling it deeper between my thighs and closed them so that they were now wrapped firmly around his head. He used his hands to reach up and grab my boobs, causing me to fall back into the wall and my knees to shoot up, releasing his head, but also opening my pussy more for him. "Use a finger, baby," I instructed him gently. "Finger my pussy, and you'll make me come." My hands were still through his hair, so I released him, giving him more space so that he could use his hands. With his fingers and tongue moving together, it wasn't long before I felt the orgasm building, and soon he helped me to release. I shuddered quietly, and my legs clamped shut around his ears again as I writhed, but having to make sure I didn't lose total control and fall into the burner, I once again recovered. I looked down and he was still kissing the inside of my thighs lovingly. "Well then," I laughed. "That was fun, but we shouldn't do it in the kitchen anymore, baby." "God, sorry, Mom," he said, standing up. "I didn't mean to just, I just saw you there standing and something just took over." I jumped down to stand next to him. "It's better than fine, honey," I said, kissing his chest. "You're so fucking good at that. How did you learn all this? I thought I'd have to teach you every step of the way, but you seem to already know what you're doing." He got a bit shy, stuttering out some lie about an ex-girlfriend, which makes me think he learned it from porn, but I didn't press him on it. Whatever he was watching, he should view more because it's teaching him well. "Come on then, let me finish this and I'll see what I can do about helping you the same." He turned to walk to the table, but I grabbed his hand and said, "Just one more thing. Next time you want to just, just slap my ass again. I really like it." He grinned, but remained quiet, turning away from me and sitting at the table. We ate breakfast as normal, but under the table this time, my feet were rubbing at his legs from the ankle to the thigh. Neither of us spoke about it, but we shared a knowing glance. I was still so horny, and this was my way of quietly showing him. When he was just about done, I told him, "I need a nap. You tuckered me out this morning. Can you put the dishes in the sink and come meet me over there?" With raised eyebrows, he obliged, and so I ran off to the bedroom and stood next to the bed waiting for him. When he got there, I said, "Lay down. It's your turn now." He crawled up to the bed with his erection swinging. But before he could roll over, I had an idea and put a hand on his shoulder, stopping him. "Just confirming," I asked. "You sure you're feeling okay? No pain at all?" "Ugh, Mom," he sighed angrily. "Literally none, I promise." "Sorry, honey, just being your mom. In that case, though, do you want to maybe stay like that? I'll just show you what I mean." He cocked his head to one side, saying, "Like on all fours?" A little nervously. I laughed at his apprehension. "Yeah, like that. I want to return the favor from this morning," I said, as I rounded the bed toward his ass and spat into my hand before wrapping both hands around his cock and began milking him slowly. "Oh, fuck, Mom," he said and dropped his head. "You see? Nothing to worry about, baby," I said. "You just look so cute like this, and I really couldn't help myself after seeing your big cock hanging like this." I knelt beside the bed with my hand still wrapped and put my face between his cheeks, putting his balls in my mouth and sucking on them. He groaned so loudly when I did this. It was only right that I moved my face a bit and started licking his ass. He started writhing, but I persisted, pulling his cock up and down with my tongue, making the rounds between his gooch and ass, spitting on them and collecting that to use on his cock, getting it nice and wet. "Oh God, Mommy," he moaned. "You're amazing." "Just for my special boys," I said, coming up for air. "Now just stay like that, okay?" I let him go and pulled his dick straight back and started sucking him, throating until my nose was inches from his ass, and spitting him out again, giggling as it swung down before slurping him into my mouth again and sucking hard now. He stayed put as he was told. He stayed put as he was told, shivering only as I spat him out for the last time, and I got up, lay face down beside him, and put my hands back to spread my cheeks. Looking at him, I just said, "I want your cock again, baby. Ride me," and rolled my ass over toward him. He didn't say anything, just moved himself till he was straddling me and brushed my hands away, using his to spread my holes and line himself up before sliding the tip in. We both moaned loudly, and he pushed further inside me until I felt his stomach press into my ass. He stayed there for a second before saying, "Your pussy is so warm, Mom." Then he started thrusting. I lay there shaking as he fucked me from behind and reached under myself, finding my clit, and began rubbing myself. Being too difficult to reach, I cocked one knee up, which gave me better access and allowed him to sit up a bit. Still plunging his cock all the way inside me, he spanked me, which made me turn over my shoulder at him and make eye contact, biting my lip, so he did it again, but harder this time. "Oh God, baby, I fucking love your cock," I managed to moan through the pursed teeth. "It's so big, honey, you fill me right up. I want to come with you inside me again." He was silent except for a few grunts as he slowed the pace down a bit, settling into the rhythm as I felt my fingers start to bring myself to orgasm. He was using his hands to spread my cheeks, staring right down at his dick, going in and out of my pussy. The familiar feeling came back again and I moaned, "Honey, don't change anything. You're going to make mommy come." "Come on me, mommy," he said. "I want you to come so bad on me." Hearing that tipped me over the edge because I started coming before he had even finished saying it. I flopped back down onto the bed, shaking while he increased his pace, thrusting long and deep inside of me. I arched my back as best I could, pointing my ass right toward him before he came inside me and flopped down next to me. He said, "Thank you." I don't know how many times, obviously in a daze, so I pulled him in for a cuddle and we stayed there before falling asleep until the early afternoon. This post has been super long too, and I don't think it'll let me post what happened in the afternoon, so I'll just surmise it here because it's nothing I haven't written before. I gave him another blowjob after our shower, but I didn't swallow, choosing instead to sit up and use both hands so he could let loose onto my breasts. And we slept together again, becoming quite a habit. So it's totally on now. We haven't had much time to spend together this week because my hour's at work. But next time we do anything together, I will continue these updates. Thank you to everyone who's been messaging me about this and the support. It means the world.